beginning current daf in the sechtes bum mitzia daf ayin vav beginning manal beginning tazmata beginning bimacha but also ihu amalahu ba'arba. And he went and he told them for four. Da'atayu ayilua. So their intention is for the higher amount. Now says Taisus ba'hava amru lay. Now this that they said to him k'mayshom ba'alabais. What do you mean? Didn't they say like what the ba'alabais said? And so how are you saying that their intention was for whatever is the more amount where he told them for? So it says, that what that means to say is Muhammad's lung. We believe it, that's what the Baal Bayis said. But they're not going based on what he said. If he said less, it's not going to be less, only if it's going to be more. Well, I mean, another approach you could say is Mishum the it just means to say that if he said more than four, I mean, you're saying he said four. Okay, great, like he said. But it's just that if he said more than that, she'elahem kamoy shem abalabai is like, well, then we go based on what he said, and actually says hind mabay lebasa alchem. This is what the Gemara subsequently asked and says, well, yeah, I mean, if we say mahamnatlan the halchem abalabai is that if we say that we believed him that that's what the balabai says, or umishum the daite ayulu, or do we say that his intention was for what's the higher amount. Exactly the point that we're just saying, meaning if it's literally what the Balabais says, and he says three, and the guy said that the Balabais said four, so well then they get three. But if you say that it's, if you mention the Balabais, means to say, if the Balabais said more than what the slave says, well then they get what the actual Balabais said. If the Balabais had really said four, well that's what they'll get. Next, that's not the word, that their intention is, that if the Balabai said to the Shliach for three and the Shliach said for four, so then their intention is for four. So that's Ba'amalahu, that's where he tells the Mischarchim a lie, that your wages on me, that's the Tolmat. Because the Amalahu, if he had told the Mischarchim a Balabai is that your wages are on the homeowner, well, might not mean that what would make a difference to us, Ida Taya Elua, that they had in mind the higher amount. The Balabais lay shamlem. The homeowner's not going to pay with him. Ela Masha Hasten, only what he is. Typically, he's not going to pay what this guy had said in his name. That's when the Ri and when the Chen and they hold the same way also. Next, there's Matab with the words which it's brought in Prince Leel that belongs earlier. Asaycher es ha'umnin. Some hires a craftsman b'chaz behem and they back out. So that's what the Mishnah says that yodim ala tachtayin. So they have the lower hand. The guy who backs out, which is Shem Kiblu. Let's say they accepted a kama, their standing grain, Likta B'Shnei Slon, to harvest it for two Slon, and they only harvest half of it. And B'Hukru, as the Bach adds on the words, that the price of workers went up. Now B'Shavim Masha Asad Lasleis, Sela B'Chetzi. So although they did half, now what's going to be work of the remaining half is actually going to be not one cell, but a cell and a half. Chazer poilim, and the work is backed out. So they're only going to get a half a cell. Why? Because the employer is going to have to shell out a cell and a half to harvest the second half. This is like that the Gemara brings. As Rav Deis explains, this type of a position. Now, when Balbais Chayzibay, if the homeowner backed out, Yodoy al Tachtan, he has the lower hand. Pishbukhadrashi explains, meaning, if the price of workers goes down, Bein Shabachatzi el Shekel, now what's remaining, that remaining half is only going to cost a shekel, Chazibay, and he backs out, so Balbais, he didn't sell of a chatzi, the homeowner actually gives him a sell of a half. Pishbukhadrashi a sell. Because in the remaining half a sella, he's going to find to finish up the remaining part of the harvest. That's what Rashi explained. So Rashi did not want to explain the odalach tatayna. What does it mean that he's going to have the lower hand, which would seem to be the inverse of what the previous case would be, where the price of workers went up, and he's going to give them a sell and a half al chatzi sha'asu on the half that they did, like it's worth right now, you see that that's half it's worth that amount. So it says, no, Shane's a smart, that's not logical. Why would he give them more than what he stipulated with? which half is only one seller worth. Kimachem Absid Machazor is Balabayas. They're not losing out with the homeowner backing out. Not to the contrary. Yesum Avichim, they're more gaining now. Shat Yimtsu, well, now they're finding Shiyis Nulehem, Sela Bechetzi, that the, a sell in half, Liktachatzikama, to do half of a standing harvest. And he was only giving them a seller, so therefore, that Rashi doesn't say it that way. So it takes a bit of what we're saying, Vib Taima. It says, wait, I asked to take a second look. It says, He said, or they could finish their work, it'll be something to take to do slow. So obviously that's what they had in the contract originally. He said, there's all of it, that the price of work went down. Then Balabais, and the Balabais wanted to back out, and the workers appeased him to continue going. Says Taisa, now Bahashta Loma Khaiza Balabai is, well, why would the homeowner back out? In regarding this, Bishvil shows a malacha, because the price of work went down, he doesn't want to pay so much. So the question is, Mama Viach Bakazara, what would he gain by backing out? Tali Tsarh Litlahem Salabachitzi, you just told me he has to pay them a sell and a half, Amasha Asu, on what they did, because there's only half a seller worth now for the remaining amounts. Upayalam Nami, Lama Paisu, why were the workers appeasing him? But they said, we'll do a better job. They're not losing out on anything anyway. So why would they have to appease him? Sometimes we can say, no, you're right. The homeowner wasn't backing out because of the price. It's because of hatred. They had a fight between them. So why the workers appease him? They just don't want to start looking. To go find another job. But you're right. Because of that, he would still have to pay them because the remaining amount is, and he gives the difference, which would they would get the same amount anyway. He's relying on her word. Came out to get to the other when the get comes to her hands. I mean, it's kind of Elisha should be the boss then, because after she said that it should be a shliach la'ilacha. As Tosfos says, because the Imrin, because if you say the gabi poyelim that by work daita yulid balabai is, that his intention is on what the higher amount that the balabai says. So Chanami here also have a little meimer should have said the daita the bal, the intention of the husband as a yulid the da. Is on the better option that she says. The Amr that she said, Habali Gita, she says, well, let him, you know, bring the get for me to be a shlich la'alocha. Avagav da haidu kama shlich, although this the shlich says, this Kabali Gita that she said to receive the get from me, Habalu tve labal, well, that actually would have been better for the husband, then she would have been divorced even quicker. Im hoisa isha medes, Cain, had the woman said this, kamakam, however, hashta shamar isha, but now that she says bring it, so it's better for the husband, Isamach Amai the Kamar, if he's relying on the gifts that should be the Kamra, that she's saying, Shetiskarish Mia, that Alicia should be divorced because she gave the other that when the get comes to her hand. Since she's not divorced, so I'm a love died to the Baal, you love, that's what they want to prove me, obviously, that he does not rely on the better option of what she said, even though he says like what she said. Oh, that's what the Gemara is saying. Also, here, also regarding workers, less than the Mema, we don't have the right to say the Daita Yilud the Balabai is that their intention was on the better thing that the homeowner was saying. Aval Ein Lefarsh, but don't explain the Iluya the Baal have a what does it mean Iluya the Baal? Mashein Meskeresh is b'mehera, meaning the better thing for the husband is that if she's not divorced so quickly, and that's what it means because only when she gets it. The other flay, Mimskeresh is la'alta, that's better than she's divorced right away. Because now it's still in his hand, the option in Lakai Mimlagarish, if he wants to maintain her or to divorce her. And the hash to push the Bibshitas, and that's what we're coming to resolve. Says Tais no, because the Bisamakli is Yashin. That wouldn't make sense shortly, because the Kamdi Gemara says, Bishlo, Miyat Meyipo Bukhulu, we understand if you say the opposite, etc. Mishigi get Liyoda in Mugareshas. Oh, when it comes to her hand, that she's divorced. We're relying on our word. But Alfiza, according to this, Haina Agresa Dida, Shemiskadeshis Meheda, well, that's going on the worst option of her, that she's being divorced right away. Upasha, and you're answering the Koshkein, but all the more so, in the Alu, the Balabayas, that on the better option of the Balabayas, Yeshus Vikrulai. You came to test the case, Sayyid Sheet is Alel, it contradicts what the Gemara took for granted before. That Pshitle was obvious to the Gemara that the Daita Iluya, the Kama Shliach, his intention was for the better thing that Shliach saying, like grace to the Balabais, not the worst thing in the Balabais. But Achas Amach Bala, grace to the Dan. Here the husband is relying on what's worse by her, so obviously you can't say like this interpretation. Obviously, It's better for the husband to shlich be shlich like a bala, and now a shliach la ilacha.